everybody. This is Amber.
This is Valerie.
Welcome to CosPod, episode 7?
7.
Sorry, we're still a little exhausted from AllCon. Oh, gosh.
You're not exhausted. I'm exhausted.
I'm mentally exhausted from AllCon.
I'm just physically exhausted.
You have an excuse. You're prepping for another convention.
Yeah, exactly. Go.
I am too, just this convention isn't until June.
I'm going to be so tired by the end of this. We might need to have like a 2 a.m. running where we're just like completely plastered. That's the only way I'll get through it.
CosPod after dark.
Exactly.
Such a thought just disturbs me immensely.
But you know what would be awesome?
It might be awesome.
Ever.
Depending on your taste in podcastery, as Will Wheaton would say. Well, at any rate, speaking of being exhausted from cons, we're back from AllCon!
Yay!
We made it in one piece.
Sort of.
Where to start?
I don't know where to start, because, man, we were just busy the entire weekend.
First, I guess I should say that, for those who don't know, this was the first convention we actually covered as CosPod.
Right.
So this was kind of a first run so that we could get used to, you know, what the workload was like. Tons of filming so we could see what our equipment could withstand, and oh, did we learn a lot about what our equipment can and cannot withstand.
And yeah. I want to blame the hotel lighting for most of it, though, because, man, the light in that hotel, ooh.
Yeah, we learned a lot about lighting, lack thereof.
Yeah, my goodness. So most of it really wasn't our fault. We worked decently within the limitations that we had.
Indeed, we did the absolute best we could. It may not have turned out, you know, professional grade, but then again, you know, we are still learning.
I think we still had fun. I think the stuff that we're going to be releasing soon will be pretty informative. So, in the long run, it'll work.
We did have a great time. Some of us are still amateurs at most of this, so
yes.
Try and strike that balance between, you know, having a good time and making sure that we have good coverage as a podcast. But we started on Friday evening after work.
Yep.
And there were two cosplay competitions. They call it two different things. The cosplay competition is the anime and Japanese-based one. That was Friday. And then the costume competition, they kept correcting me, was Saturday night. And that was the everything competition.
They kept correcting you?
I would tell them, or I would ask them, you know, what should I do with this weapon for the cosplay competition? They'd say,
Oh. You
mean costume competition, right? The cosplay competition was last night. It's like, yeah, sure.
Yes, whatever.
Well, I didn't realize that they were being very particularly separate about what they called them, just because I'm so used to using the words costume and cosplay interchangeably.
Okay, I got it.
They don't do that, so. They were just very particular about what they called their things, which I can understand. Just, I don't see cosplay as solely something for anime and, you know, Japanimation. Cosplay is kind of broad, at least to me. That's just my opinion.
I think that way, too, because there are certain conventions who will call it a masquerade, and then they'll have their cosplay contest, but then they'll also call the masquerade as a cosplay. It's so confusing. It's like just one term, and let's make it universal.
Yeah, it can be, actually, just a little confusing. But at any rate, there were plenty of people who competed in various categories. We got many pictures. I'm fairly certain we got pictures of every single person that competed.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And they should already be up on Flickr, and I know that they're even up on our Facebook page. So I'd be surprised if I didn't get a picture of everyone.
Okay. Well, that should work. And we will, of course, have that information on our website.
Of course. Probably tagged at the bottom of this video, like right here.
We can start doing lower thirds.
There you go.
We can be real professionals.
Yay.
I'm not sure I want to have the word professional attached to my name in any capacity except for my symphony work.
Give it time. You'll get there. Not to worry. I gave her a book.
Yes. For those who are wanting to know, I am improving myself by studying these things that go into podcastery. like audio engineering and
Yes.
videography and photography and all these things that will hopefully make the podcast and all of our coverage better. And I have found out, oh God, is there a ton to learn?
Yes. There was always things to learn. But we'll get there. I mean, we're both still learning. We're both still new at this. So it's an experience.
It's an art just as much as cosplay is. And
yes.
Just as everybody starts as a beginner in cosplay, well, we're beginner podcasters and we'll work our way up. I'm sure we'll look back in 50 episodes and go, those were horrible when we first started.
My God, 50 seems so far away.
I know.
That's well over 2 years. My goodness.
Well, we've already completed some.
Yeah, but wow.
Like you said, we're old farts.
We are old farts. But man, that'll make us really old farts.
But at any rate, tangents aside.
Yes.
Yeah, I won my first cosplay award ever.
Yay!
It was costume really cool. Award, I'm sorry. Costume award.
We're going to keep messing that up. We're sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't mean it to be, you know, derogatory. That's just how I used them.
Auditory.
But at any rate, I won second place in the fantasy division.
Yes.
I was extraordinarily shocked for one and happy for the other to get that, because I'm not much of a competition person. I leave that to my co-host. She can do all the competition, but I do occasionally, you know, enter in some of my better costumes.
And say, you put a lot of hard time and effort into it, especially with those damn gloves, so...
I won because I hand-sewed gloves.
Gloves. That was the most important feature.
Yeah, at some point I will do a tutorial on them. Just in this case, since I had to redo them 4 different times, I was so time-crunched at the end that I just didn't have time to tape a full segment. I was just go, 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 go.
Exactly.
So at some point in the future when we're not both so go, 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 then we'll be able to tape. We'll be able to tape segments on gloves. Although I will be covering those actually at my panel at ACON. I will be covering how to make gloves, among other things, but I will cover that. Speaking of other conventions, unless there's anything else much to say on AllCon besides lots of pictures, lots of film, great time, thank you, cosplayers.
Yes, a big thank you to cosplayers who wanted to talk to us and let me take their picture. That was very nice of you.
Yeah, I guess there were a couple of shout-outs I wanted to make.
There you go.
Really briefly, so that I don't forget about this.
Yes.
Shout out to Neil Kaplan. Thank you for hosting the costume competition from Arwen. He knows why. When you do competitions, incidentally, they have you write up a description and sometimes an intro for them to read when you walk on stage. When you write these things, think about the fact that the person who's doing the announcing may not know how to pronounce them.
Yes.
Which was my problem, because I wrote Tolkien's original names and not everybody knows how to say them in the elven. And I felt bad. I was character capped. I couldn't write in the pronunciations because I actually tried, but they wouldn't let me. So thank you for being such a good sport about it. Props to Zoe and Mythos Creations for winning.
They did
awesome. A fantastic job. Oh my gosh.
The horns was amazing. My goodness.
Props to them for being able to go out in all of that makeup.
Yes.
Because it was not a cool day outside.
No.
It was actually fairly warm at AllCon this year, surprisingly. Also, big thank you to Radcast.
Yes, of course.
We hung out with them at AllCon. We managed to attend a couple of their panels, and we chatted with them a little bit. This is part of how we improve ourselves as podcasters, as we talk to other podcasters. And we were there just to support our fellow podcasters, and they did a great job. They actually did a how-to podcasting panel.
And we were there, and we helped support them, and they were always very nice. So, cool guys, and hopefully we can still work together, and we're trying to get with them to do a dual episode. That'll be fun.
Yes, that should
insane.
Be fun. That will be a genuine After Dark episode.
Oh, yes. This one will not be, kids are not allowed.
Yeah. We are a family-friendly podcast, unless we explicitly say otherwise.
Yes.
But lastly, a big thank you to the staff and volunteers of AllCon. It couldn't have run so smoothly without you guys. Everything was on time. Like,
which shocked
very,
me.
Very, very on time this year. at the convention.
I'm not used to that. It's a little creepy.
I totally understand. I'm not used to conventions being that punctual.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, these guys were, I mean, the panelists were watching the clocks like hawks.
Yes, and they were been told, you know, you got 10 minutes before it ends, you need to stop it.
Yep.
And they were
I felt bad. Actually, that's why some of our panel footage ended early, because some of the panelists were kind of in a hurry to end their panel, and so they ended up kind of rushing the end of it.
Exactly.
But, okay, now my segue, other conventions. I'm trying to keep things straight in my head.
Do we have anything else for AllCon, though? Because I know that we're going to have panels that we're going to post periodically throughout the month.
Mm-hmm. We are prepping those right now. This is, again, one of those things where we are learning as the lighting on pretty much everything we filmed that wasn't in a panel room was abysmal. It wasn't AllCon's fault. That's just the way that the Crowne Plaza is lit.
Yes.
But
horrible yellow-green lighting.
Yes. So we need to run a lot of these things through an editor. Also, we did happen to purchase new equipment for the podcast. We have a new audio recorder to give us better audio for when we're in crowded places like conventions. So we actually need to run the audio overlay with the video as well. So be watching our YouTube channel for that. Our user handle, I believe, is Cosplay Podcast.
There you go. YouTube. You got it.
You can always look up Cospod on YouTube and you'll find us. But that is where we will be uploading the vast majority of our video if it's not directly up and linked on the website.
Yeah, and for this one, it's going to be the cosplay contest. I'll try to get one for the costume contest.
couldn't film that one.
Yes, there's going to be an armor-making panel. There's a resin panel. And then do we have a sewing and a pattern-making panel?
The pattern alterations, I believe so.
There you go. Okay. So, yeah, there will be a lot of stuff up there that is cosplay-related. So just keep an eye out on our YouTube channel.
Yep. And, of course, updates will be posted on our website as we put them up. And also our Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
I believe that does it for AllCon, actually.
I think so. I guess the only thing I could think of is, do you have any particular highlights over the weekend? Let's do one positive thing, like the awesome highlight.
I have to say the awesome highlight was being able to sit in the competition room, because this was only my second competition, bear in mind, so I don't get to do this very often.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to sit in a room with people who are as passionate about the hobby as I am, and to be able to just chat with them, to talk shop, was really cool and very informative, actually, as well. It's really nice when you can just walk into a room full of people and have something in common with every single one of them, and just to be able to chat like your old friends.
And see, I thought that was why I compete.
Now, granted, being without my glasses in that room was unhelpful because I couldn't see half the people I was talking to.
You couldn't see who you were talking to.
I could see kind of a general blur in front of my face, but just for the cosplay competition, this is one of those accuracy things.
Right.
Where I can't wear contacts for medical reasons, but I couldn't wear my glasses either, so I was talking with kind of random blurs in the room.
Here's blur one, and blur two, and hi, blur three.
But they were colorful blurs, at least. They were very colorful costumes this year, so at least there was that. But I'd have to say that's probably the highlight of my convention.
Cool. And I guess for me, mine would probably be, of all things, it's a panel. And usually panels are, whenever I go to a convention, the panels are just kind of been lackluster lately. But AllCon kind of gave me this boost of, hey, there's some good panels starting again. And the one that I went to, which you didn't attend, was the Star Wars Costuming for Women.
Right.
And what I really loved about it is they went into details on how women can get more into the Star Wars universe, since it is very heavy male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave really great tips, great suggestions, great advice. And I thought it was so helpful. And it's so rare for me to actually meet people who are really into the subject and really want to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is kind of cool. So not only did we get into the philosophy of being a Star Wars female cosplayer, but the how-tos of it too. So that was my highlight.
Yeah, I find that conventions tend to be hit or miss when it comes to panel content.
Yes.
And this is why we try and urge cosplayers of all skill levels to run panels.
Exactly.
Even if you're a beginner, there are things you can offer to people who have not yet gotten into the hobby because they might be a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they don't have the budget. But panels like this only happen if there's people willing to run them.
Exactly.
So for all the cosplayers out there, if you have a skill that you'd like to show off, or if you have a particular love of the hobby that you'd like to share, please contact your local convention and offer to run a panel. It can be a little intimidating to talk in front of, you know, a room full of people, depending on the convention, of course. The smaller conventions right. tend to have smaller audiences. But once you can get past that block, it's actually a lot of fun to run panels.
It can be really fun. You always find that you learn something new yourself. So it's just taking that initial leap forward can be very intimidating, can be a little freaky. But once you yes. get past that, it's great.
Yes. It's a little public speaking. It's a little teaching. It's a little yeah. technique. It's kind of a little bit of everything. Je ne sais quoi, that just kind of all has to come together. Although if you do teach a panel, I think I can speak for both of us when I say, please be prepared.
Yes, please be prepared.
Teaching panels takes a little bit of preparation and mm-hmm. and research. Most of the time, you can't just go into a panel and wing it very well, unless that is your thing and you're an expert in your particular area. But
you're
otherwise...
You're an expert at winging it.
Yes, well... just... Preparation is something that kind of comes with the game. And
exactly.
Speaking of prep, I believe you're prepping for something.
Yay, now it's transition time. Let's see, when this episode drops, I'm going to be at Anime Matsuri, which is going to be in the Woodlands outside of Houston in Texas. And I'll actually be having a panel Friday afternoon about the how-tos of the cosplay runway, which I don't think anyone's done before.
And I know the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, and Matsuri is kind of different from other conventions. They're very much heavily into cosplay, and they always encourage cosplayers to give panels. And anyone who wants to give a cosplay panel, they actually have to go through the cosplay coordinator, who does everything from the main event stage to the fashion shows and all that stuff.
Okay.
So as soon as I brought it up with her, she was like, oh my God, you totally have to do it. It wasn't even, I didn't have to go through the panel process. They were just like, we're signing you up right now. You're doing
this.
It's
a very useful panel.
It is. I thought it was a cool idea. So, yeah, if you happen to be at Anime Matsuri, it's going to be 3 p.m. on Friday. It's called Strike a Pose, which is a horrible title. I couldn't think of anything better. But it's basically the how-tos of cosplay runway. It's going to be good for everyone from beginners to the masterclass cosplayers. I'm going to try to get it recorded, too, so we'll see what happens.
Yep. So go attend, and if yep. for some reason you are unable to make it, hopefully we will have that footage to put up on our website and our YouTube
Fingers
channel.
Crossed.
After she gets back and has a chance to
breathe,
decompress.
My God. This is what's going to happen to me after I come back. I'm going to go home, fall asleep, and not wake up for 3 days. I've been that busy.
Yes, but I've seen the panel outline. It looks fantastic. It is chock full of information that every cosplayer who wants to compete should know about.
And I'm giving demonstrations, too, so there you go.
Are you going to have a catwalk?
Yes, multiple times. And I'm going to be passing around portfolios that I've made in the past, so.
Okay.
Very informative if you can show up.
Actually, for the audience, can you define what a cosplay portfolio is?
It's kind of similar to an art portfolio. It basically gives a history of how you made the costume. And it can be through any type of method. You can use words, you can do PowerPoint. I've seen people who've made like photo collages or turned it into like a pop-up storybook. So it's just basically a creative way for you to kind of show the judges how you made your costume. That's really
okay.
all it is.
Okay. So it's kind of a mini documentary
yeah.
about your costume.
Exactly.
Okay. It is something that if you want to compete is something you should probably consider doing.
Exactly.
Not all conventions will ask for it. Some
but it's very helpful.
Some won't, but it is helpful to have in case they do.
Exactly.
at the very least, a lot of conventions will now ask for a photo.
Yes, reference.
Picture as a reference. And they generally don't give it back. Unless you explicitly say, I need this back.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like you can hand them a DVD and say, this is the series my character is from. It looks just like this.
Good luck with that. Because they won't have it. They won't see that.
Yes, and they also may not be obliged to give it back to you.
Exactly.
You don't want to give them your prize DVD series only to say, oh gosh, now I can get it back.
You gave me your first season of Sailor Moon. I'm going to keep it. It's mine now. Bye.
Speaking of competition in general, that is going to be today's cost philosophy topic. Because we haven't done cost philosophy in a couple of episodes, I think.
At least two.
Yes.
We've been busy.
I was being vague because my memory doesn't go back that far. AllCon kind of scrambled my brain, as cosplayers know. When you're preparing for a convention, everything else tends to kind of go out the door.
Yes.
Especially if you're competing in said costume. Then things doubly go out the door.
My brain has been fried for like 2 weeks, and it will continue to be fried for another 2 weeks.
It will heal. It will heal. Like all wounds sustained in cosplay, it will heal.
It will heal eventually.
We've both been stabbing ourselves with pins and needles and assorted sundry things for the last week.
You can't see it, but I have Band-Aids all over my fingers, so.
But as far as competition goes, we're tackling three different subsections today.
Yep.
First is who should compete, why you compete, and how you compete. And we're going to kind of keep this somewhat general just because we don't want to overlap with her panel, for one, at Matsuri, but also for time's sake, because competition is a pretty wide-ranging topic.
We could easily spend like an hour and a half talking about this.
Yes.
We don't have that much time.
Yes. So why don't we start with who should compete? Who goes to competitions? Well, what I would say at least about who should compete, and I found this to be the case at several conventions that didn't used to be this way, is that a lot more of them are becoming creativity or craftsmanship competitions.
Right.
And they're setting the bar on how much of your costume should be made yourself. So if you buy something off the rack at, say, Party City, you're probably not going to compete in it.
God willing, you don't.
Well, I mean, you can always try and enter, but you won't be eligible for any of the prizes. Basically, competitions are coming down to you have to make your costume if you compete in it.
Mm-hmm. Short of buying the shoes and the wig. It's
things that can't easily be made.
Exactly. Short of those two objects, you have to literally make the entire outfit.
And occasionally, things like gloves that may be easier to purchase from a machine, you know, manufacturer than it is to make them yourself.
Right.
They'll let some things slide. Jewelry is another one.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let some things slide. But as a general rule, who should compete? People who create their own costumes. If you heavily modify it, that counts.
That does count, yes.
If it's commissioned, some conventions will allow it. Some don't. Just make sure you read the rules.
Yeah, but it's becoming more and more conventions prefer that you're the person who makes it. Or if you're the person that models it, the creator has to be with you to accept the award.
Right. So as long as you are somehow present when your creation is being presented.
Exactly.
That's who should compete, those people. I guess that's realistically all I can say about, you know, drawing the box around who should compete.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how else to elaborate on that, because it's mostly why we should compete, not so much the who.
Well, that one is next.
Yeah.
Why should people compete?
My theory has always been is you compete when you feel like you're ready to compete, either from a skill level or from an artistic level, but also when you are so happy and so proud of the costume that you make that you want to show it off. That's the perfect example to compete. It's a great way to get up on stage and get that experience for your first time. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people on cosplay.com also share that same philosophy. If you love your costume and you just want people to see it, go up on a runway stage. Mm-hmm. That's really all you need to do to compete.
Mm-hmm. And it's best if you do it with the mindset that this is to help you gain experience.
Exactly.
you don't necessarily always go in going, I'm in this to win it. Well, yeah, I mean, all cosplayers are in it to win something.
Yeah.
But you do it more for the experience, I think, than solely the trophy and or prize at the end of it. Otherwise, you'll be disappointed.
I say, the trophies are not always great.
Hey, I got a medal for my second place.
I know. I have one glass trophy. I got one made out of glass. I was kind of surprised about that.
But I agree. You definitely have to have a love of what you have done. It has to be a labor of love.
Yes.
To enter the competition. But I do think that it needs to be of a certain technical level as well. Not to say that you can't compete if it's not. Just don't be disappointed if you don't get as high of marks from the judges if you are not of a certain technical level, because there are certain things like having finished seams and pressed hems
right.
that are kind of expected in competition. So just at least go in having those things in mind.
It also doesn't hurt if you just think about it as having fun. Have fun with
yes.
it. Don't take it too seriously because it's just a costume contest.
Yes, if you take it too seriously, you'll stress out.
And you won't have fun with it. I mean, it needs to be about the fun, and it needs to be about the love of your costume. If mm-hmm. you can't have either of those, then you're probably not in the right mindset to compete.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you are into performance, becoming your character,
yes,
that can be a good time to enter a competition, too.
A good outlet for it instead of roaming the halls and annoying everyone.
Well, I mean, there is a time and a place for roaming the halls, certainly. Just as there's many different types of competition, there's,
yeah.
you know, stage competition versus what a lot of conventions do now is the hall competition.
Competition, right.
Which is the less stressful, you don't have to walk a catwalk. Instead, you stand in front of judges and show off your craftsmanship.
Exactly.
But being able to become a character in person actually goes a long way in competition.
Very much so. And I'm advocating this rule big time in my panel. I'm going to be making a lot of examples of this is why it works in character. This is why it doesn't work when you don't do the character thing. Because I don't think people realize that the runway part actually counts in judging. Like, especially if there's a point system, the points on what you do on the runway make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So and judges are fans just like us.
Exactly.
So they may not necessarily know your character or your series. That's what the reference is for. But you can still impress them without them knowing who you are.
Exactly. Because I know a bunch of awards that I've given away recently, I didn't know squat about the characters, but they were well-done costumes, and they acted their butts off on stage. So they deserved it.
Yep. That is why people cosplay, who people cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
So now how do you compete? What is the whole idea of competition? What do people do?
I think a lot of it kind of ties in with your last point of trying to transform yourself into the character.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that time to really research and become that person, I think it just makes your costume and your art of cosplay just exponentially greater.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that love of fandom that you can't get anywhere else.
Taking time in general is a good rule of thumb.
Yes.
Just as far as making sure you dot your I's and cross your T's as far as your cosplay itself goes.
And check hems and making sure everything
yes.
is hemmed.
Do all
ironing.
Of the basics. Do
ironing.
Iron and press. Do all the basics on your costume. But also it means taking a little bit of time to research your character
mm-hmm.
for accuracy. Because while judges do appreciate originality, they're also looking for accuracy.
Exactly.
At the same time, it is a balance. So, you know, you may have this really fantastic take on, say, Lena Inverse, but if the character is not recognizable as Lena Inverse, you've defeated the purpose of the competition. The judges at least have to know who you're trying to portray.
Exactly.
So originality within that is okay. But just do take the time to actually, you know, find screenshots, look at videos, figure out what you need to do to get the character across in your cosplay
mm-hmm.
accurately. So there's always like little time take all the time in the world.
It's better to spend 5 months on one costume and making sure you get everything right than to spend 1 month on five costumes and get them all completely jacked up.
And you'll actually find that competition cosplayers, if you ask them how long they spent on their cosplay, regularly they will tell you several months up to even past a year. That's totally normal.
And I put my head down in shame.
I mean, I spent 6 months on Arwen. And 6 months may seem like a long time, but also bear in mind that not all competition winners are cosplayers professionally.
Right.
I mean, anybody can do this, so that, you know, hobbyists do it too. People who have full-time jobs and do this on the side, they compete too. And Some of them do a fantastic job. I mean, it helps if you have a full-time job related to cosplay. For example, if you happen to be a machinist or a woodworker, that can help. But
not in our case.
Even if you don't, you know, you can still jump into competition. It just mostly takes, you know, a little bit of money and time. Mostly time.
Mostly time.
Yes.
A lot of time.
A lot of time.
So I know in the case for us with our Akon costumes, you're starting yours out. Mine, I've been working on for almost a year now.
I'm actually redoing parts of mine. It had already been completed, but I changed size. So, yes, time. So if somebody knows how to expand the course of a day, let us know.
And yeah, seriously, if we can add like 5 more hours into the day, that would be awesome.
I'd take 2 hours. I'll settle.
No, I want 5.
But at any rate, we are both preparing, just on different degrees.
Yes.
for future conventions. As she said, I'm prepping for Akon and she's prepping for Matsuri.
Which will be followed by Akon.
Yes. Mostly because I want to do a really good job at Akon. So I'm starting early so I can spend all this time not only cosplay prepping, but, you know, working on bettering my photography, videography, that sort of thing.
Or whipping her into shape.
I'm getting there. I take better pictures already.
You do. The pictures you did this time were really good. I was really happy with how they came out.
They were better. And it helps having a roommate who's kind of a more than amateur photographer, too.
With the very fancy camera that I didn't get to see.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He has a DSLR. I really want one. I just can't afford it right now. We need to get a PayPal on our website.
Yes. Sony,
new camera.
We are doing this podcast for free. All of the money for the podcast is coming out of our pockets. I don't foresee that changing anytime soon because I don't want to run ads in the podcast. I really don't.
I don't want to either, but I'm poor.
But at any rate, next episode, we're not entirely sure what other segments we're going to have, but I'm going to start an armor series.
Yes.
I'm going to start with how to plan making armor. Because heaven knows I've made enough armor to at least know how the process works.
And I need to know how to do that stuff too, so it's good for me.
Yep. I get to experiment with new materials this time because now I have EVA foam, which for those who don't know is the little rubberized floor mats.
Yes.
That they sell at various hardware stores. It's the stuff that Halo and, what's the other one? Gears of War armor is made of.
Oh, yeah.
So I will be getting into that. That will be my primary material to work with this time.
And I'm sure I'll have something, too. Most likely, you'll probably see, like, 10 minutes of me sleeping. Because that's all I'm going to do after this next convention is sleep.
Are you going to teach cosplayers how to sleep on the fly?
Sure, why not? Just remember to move the needles and then plop your head down. You're good to go.
I need a sign for my room that says, do not walk in with bare feet, pins on ground.
Yeah, I don't walk anywhere now without my sandals on because I'm sure that there are pins somewhere in this floor.
That's for the better.
That I have not picked up yet.
But if you cosplayers would like to see any particular segments from us, or if you have other coverage that you would like to submit to us, we can't be everywhere at once. We simply don't have the time and money to be at all the conventions. But if you have coverage or suggestions, comments, concerns, mm-hmm. We love fan mail. Send it to us, please, at podcast@cospod.org.
Send it to this little link right here.
Just as always, you can message us on Facebook. You can catch us on Twitter. You can watch us on DeviantArt.
And
You can
YouTube.
see us on YouTube now. Any number of places you can find us, talk with us. We don't bite. For the most part, we love to
I
talk
promise.
to you. We're cosplayers too. But at any rate, we will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you everyone for watching. Bye.